We'll start from Luke 5, 31 and 32. And Jesus answering said unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." There is a hymn that we often sing when we come to the table. And one of the stanzas says this: "Here would I feed upon the bread of God. Here drink with thee the royal wine of heaven. Here would I lay aside each earthly load. Here taste afresh the calm of sin forgiven." However, when we look at Christians in America, we find there is no calm of sin forgiven. There is no joy. The Lord is far from us. Thoreau once wrote, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation." Why is this? Because we have not repented. We walk in darkness. As the psalmist said, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully." And we don't have clean hands, and we don't have pure hearts. What is this darkness, this unconfessed sin? This is your porn habit. This is your violent anger because you have been inconvenienced. This is fornication with your girlfriend. This is your gluttony. This is your envy and your coveting, your failure to lead your family in worship and discipline your children, a husband that doesn't love his wife, a wife who refuses to respect her husband, children who do not honor and obey their parents. This is your life of lies and deceit and half-truths, your laziness, your slothfulness. We have no joy, no calm, because we have sin in our hearts and in our houses. And in this darkness, we think we know where the joy is. We think it's in the world. We think if we just had fill in the blank, bigger houses, nicer cars, more money, a little bit of extra time to myself, a husband like him, a wife like her, if my children would just listen. And we buy into the lie, going deeper into the darkness and expecting to find light. And this sin crushes us. It kills our joy. David said it well in Psalm 32. "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer." When God's hand is heavy upon us, he's calling us to repentance. When we feel that quiet desperation, we should follow in David's footsteps. "I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." And now comes real joy. "For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." But you say, "I can't confess that sin. What would my wife think? Or my friends at church? My boss? My kids?" Yet Jesus came and died for all of your sins, even that one. He calls us to repentance. He removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. He calls us to the joy of singing songs of deliverance. This is freedom in Christ. This is freedom from guilt. This is the calm of sin forgiven. Sin in your life is robbing you of joy, of communion with Jesus, of spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. How can we expect God to heal our families, our church, and our country if we are living in sin? The joy of the Lord is our strength. But if we have unconfessed sin, our joy is stolen away. Why do we think that God will hear our prayers if we're living in sin? And yet sometimes we even convince ourselves that we don't really have any sin. I mean, we might make mistakes, But John says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of them and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All. For the sake of ourselves, our families, our church, and our country, let us be like David. Let us confess our sins. Do you have a porn problem? Confess it. Adultery? Confess it. Are you a liar? Confess. Lust and covetousness? Confess it. Pride? Confess it. Whatever it is, Jesus calls you to repentance. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. If you could just see over the hill, there is the Father waiting with the family ring and the beautiful robe and the fatted calf. You don't have to sleep with the pigs anymore. Today is the day of salvation. Repentance is a gift from God, a gift that Jesus purchased on the cross. And Jesus came to call us to repentance.